other aspects of this bakery show that it was probably controlled by some major central organization. We find that there were ceilings that had storage jars, baskets, even the doors were locked with a seal. And this indicates that some administrative authority had guaranteed that the room was safe, secure, and whatever was stored in it was there when he or she left them. What does this bakery tell us about early Mesopotamian cities? First, it is significant that at this much earlier period, for which we're just beginning to see writing, that there is a production space and storage space that provides food for more than 10 or even 20 people. And so this is an industry. As I mentioned, one of the questions that archaeologists have become more interested in is how did the average person live and what was their profession? And so here we have archaeological evidence for one particular profession. We know that bread making was important for temples who provided food for workers on their projects, perhaps on the temple itself or even harvesting temple lands. And so perhaps this bakery was connected to a temple, or perhaps it was a subcontract. But it allows us to look at the evidence that survives, allows us to look at what in early industries look like. Because pottery is found so frequently and so widely, it is very useful for helping to refine a relative chronology for other types of artifacts that are found in the same stratigraphic layer. So we will see that as we discuss the early introduction of writing, that the pottery found with the earliest cuneiform tablets helps us understand what the earliest date of this writing is. All of these characteristics of pottery are generally applied to archaeology worldwide. So this is not specific to Mesopotamia. Archaeologists around the world had better become pottery specialists quite quickly if they want to advance their analysis of their site. But Mesopotamia has a few specific uses of clay that are unique to its culture. One of the most memorable and striking uses of clay is in the form of tablets. Remember, I mentioned when we discussed the Iraq Museum that clay tablets were used as the primary writing material. And so they were kept and preserved to record information, accounts, literature, poems, etc. These tablets of clay were the cheapest and the most easily available writing tools in the ancient world. You have a river, you have dirt, you have the surface on which you write, so you don't need to go out and buy paper. When these tablets harden, which they do pretty quickly, these leave a permanent record of what was written. So one of the reasons why we have such a diverse and rich array of written documentation for Mesopotamia is that the tools necessary to record information were available to anyone. Even though these tablets survive, and even though they can be baked and preserved in many ways, they can also be broken. So this characteristic that of clay, that it is easily broken, continues into this main writing material. So as you are reading translations of Sumerian poetry, for example, just as you're getting to the good part, there's inevitably a break in the line in the translation. And that means that the tablet on which the poem was found was broken, and there has not been another copy found. Even though the information on the tablets itself is important, it's also important to know where it came from. So the study of the context in which the tablet was recovered is equally significant.